Hey, what's poppin', y'all? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate, and this is on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the one and only, the Order Chocolate Gal. And y'all know I love to talk my shit. I pop my shit. And of course, I'm always about my shit, whether it's fashion or music. And y'all know I'ma bring that tea. But first, I have to mention, this is Queens Talk TV, baby. Y'all know what it is. Queens Talk TV, Talk with Chocolate. Let's get it popping. We gonna get into this tea, cause baby, it's been so much going on around the world, and you know I gotta talk my shit. Alright y'all, so, I'm sure that y'all didn't hear that legendary Motown singer Smokey Robinson was accused of sexually assaulting former employees. One woman even claimed that he was abusing her for almost 20 years. Well, in defense of that, Smokey then came back and pretty much said, find somebody else to play with. You know what I'm saying? I know that's right. He has recently filed a $500 million defamation lawsuit and accuses them of elderly abuse. So, how y'all feel about that? Like, shit, Smokey said, play with your mammy, not play with me, you know? Play with your mammy, not me. I know that's right. He hit him with that reverse draw four uno out. Nah, but for real, like, ain't y'all noticing these patterns with these industry people? Like, and it's crazy because they always seem to be coming at the legends and trying to destroy what they done built all their entire career. That man is old. Leave that man alone. He is old. Let him live his life. That's crazy. All right, y'all. So, word on the street is YNF Lucci and his day one label, Think It's a Game, reportedly bought back his Warner contract and is now independent, which means he now has full control of his career and now can release his music freely without backing of a major label. So, how y'all feel? Talk to me how y'all feel. Like, to me, I think that's a dope move. You gotta move like a king at all times. But for real, it's like, always best to be independent as an artist. That way you got control of your music and your money coming in. But like, I honestly do pray for his safety through this, like making this move for real, because you know how that can go with the industry, certain things. When you try to play a hand and do something different, they always be on that crazy stuff. So I'm hoping, you know what I'm saying, he stays safe in this journey. But I don't know, y'all. I just know he about to come and drop some heat for the summertime. Cause being that he's just been released too, I know he got like a whole vault of stuff like packed up and stored and ready to go. You know what I'm saying? So like, I have to send prayers out to Rihanna and her family. If you guys didn't know, her father, Ronald Finney, has reportedly passed away at the age of 70. It was reported by TMZ that he has passed away in LA while battling an illness. So to Rihanna, we here on Talk with Chocolate, we're sending you love, we're sending you condolences, we're sending out hugs during this difficult time. We love you, baby. Stay strong. All right, y'all. So, Cardi B and Offset, man, they still going at it. They is still going at it. Like, don't y'all hate when you elevated and moved on from a relationship and like your ex won't just stop, like move on, let you be great. Like, when they the one cheated first, it caused a breakup. Now, cause you done moved on, got you a new thing, they a little salty and wanna play the petty role. Well, according to reports, Offset is now asking for spousal support from Cardi B to maintain his lifestyle, according to a recent divorce filing. Like, what? He also requested joint custody of their kids and for Cardi B's home as a primary residence. Listen, baby. Listen, all I'ma say is that's some crazy ass work. That's some crazy work. Like, cheating on your wife and the mother of your children who make more money than you, then you asking for some support? That's Lord in hell. Like, boy, it's giving hurt. It's giving real hurt. But y'all know my girl Cardi B. She with it. She ain't about all that. She ain't about none of that. She just took it to her ex account and let some shit off her chest. Like, she heated. So I'ma let y'all check that out real quick. Hold on, y'all. I got y'all.
To my ass out and I don't give a fuck. Word to my mother, I don't give a fuck. You a bitch. Nigga, you a fucking bitch. And I don't give a fuck. And I don't want nobody calling me. I don't want nobody fucking calling me. Put it myself, so you're not getting shit from my house that I work my ass off. I don't even ask you for anything for the kids. All I ask is for you to spend time with them, and you haven't spent no time with them, bro. You're a bitch. And I keep, and you know I don't fuck with your family, but I even be calling your family like, yo, you have, I don't know what's going on with you. You are mentally disturbed right now. And then when I don't be with my kids, where I be at, Offset? Where I'm at? I'm in Atlanta right now working. You think I want to be in fucking Atlanta in this small ass hotel room? I don't have not one friend, not one family member out here. I don't have nobody out here. Y'all don't even be knowing that I be in Atlanta because I don't even go out in Atlanta. I don't know nobody out here.
So that's a little bit of what my girl Cardi B had to say about it. That she did, you know, text and host a whole little thing on her ex account. It's all over social media. So go look that up and check out the whole thing. She was talking her stuff and I feel her like, I worked hard for this. You ain't about to come take my shit. You know, I feel her. Like, it's crazy, but yeah. Go check that out, y'all. So, what's up with y'all president though? Like, one minute he for the culture, the next minute he ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just heard that he made a full issue pardon to rapper NBA Youngboy, clearing his record prior charges, including a 2020 gun case and a 2024 prescription fraud case in Utah. Now, NBA Youngboy did release a heartfelt message thanking Trump for the opportunity to continue his music career and acknowledging support from his legal team and fans. So, yes, welcome home, NBA Youngboy. I know the concerts and new music gonna be lit. I don't know what Trump got up his sleeve, but he did pardon him. And them charges have now been dropped from him. And it's even crazier because not only that, but Trump also issued a full pardon on not only NBA Youngboy, he also commuted the federal sentence of Larry Hoover, the Chicago gang leader whose imprisonment was spotlighted by Ye and Drake's 2021 Free Larry Hoover's concert. Although he isn't getting released officially, a few of his charges were, however, commuted. He's still to this day still incarcerated. But what Trump got going on, y'all? Let me know. Somebody let me know. Talk to Chocolate. What he got going on? Alright, y'all. So, y'all know I love to show love to an up-and-coming rising star every show, right? Alright, today, I have to show love to a beautiful young woman by the name of Valerie Wiley. And this woman, I'm telling y'all, she is phenomenal. At the age of 25, Valerie is already a licensed commercial pilot, breaking barriers in the skies, now stepping onto the stage to compete for Miss Georgia. Like, what? Miss Georgia, that is right. Like, beauty, brains, and a whole lot of attitude. If this ain't Black Girl Magic, y'all, I don't know what is. Like, girl, I see Dior is proud of you. I am proud of you. Keep applying that pressure. You are that girl, and you better get on that stage, and you better lift your crown up, and don't let it fall off, because you are that girl. And also, guys, she is also looking for sponsors. So if anyone has any business and you want to sponsor, contact her on Instagram, and I'm going to spell it out so y'all can get it right, okay? It's at SoyLapiLoto on Instagram. Contact her if you're interested in being a sponsor. Y'all remember Amanda Perez, the chick who sung that God Send Me an Angel track back in the day? Well, honey, she is back and killing it on a brand new collaboration track titled Don't Play With Me, along with XV Valentine. Like, it hit so hard. It just recently dropped the other day. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Like, I listened to this track, and it was fire. It gave that message of, like, your ex gonna regret the love you took for granted or she took for granted, but you gonna keep pushing to be strong and boss up. Like, I absolutely love the track. Her vocals still hit, and it gives that old school vibe. So, make sure y'all go check it out. Once again, it's called Don't Play With Me, Amanda Perez and XV Valentine. Now, I love seeing my girl Cashed Out glowing and growing, not only with her new man, but with her career as well. It's her winning season. It's definitely her winning season. And I so love that for her. According to Variety, Cashed Out is getting back into her acting bag and joining the cast on Hulu's hit show, Reasonable Doubt. I know that's right, Cashed Out. I know that's right. She will definitely playing the character Nisha. Like, I love this for her. As y'all know, she definitely ate her role up on BMF. So I just know she gonna come and kill it on this one. I love that my girl is like real life elevating. New man been making her shine and glow, and I love the way he look at her, loving on her, and is giving that energy of what needs to be gave as far as like bossing up after some bull crap you done had in the past. But I'm loving all her new ventures, and she is booked and busy. She is handling her business as she should, and I so love that for her. So everyone on the internet been going in on Keisha Cole following an accidental slip up when she appeared on the Breakfast Club recently. Like, she had a whole wide range of conversation and looked back on the versus battle she did with Ashanti. While giving Ashanti her flowers, Keisha also then congratulated Ashanti on the baby number 2. Like, Keisha stated, shout out to Ashanti. She's amazing. Just been, able to be on a platform with Ashanti. I appreciate that. But when asked if they talked after Keisha replied, no, she like, she got a baby again. What? Now mind you, Ashanti and her man Nelly ain't even announced or spoke nothing about no another baby. So regardless if it was a mistake or not on Keisha's end, girl, it's not your place to tell somebody else's business. Especially if you ain't cool with that person like that or even spoke to them. And for you to say an apology and be like, oh, I thought she announced it already is diabolical. Girl, be for real. Girl, be for real. Like, what is going on? Oh, that's so messy. That is so messy. What y'all think? Alright y'all, so social media is going in a frenzy right now, baby, following the release of Teyana Taylor's album visuals featuring this steamy scene with her new man, Aaron Pierre. Lord, did y'all see that? I ain't gonna lie, I see a little bit of the clips and I'm like, ooh wee. All I'm gonna say is, somebody go run and check on your mind. Somebody run and check on your mind, baby, cause it's a little spicy in them streets over there. But no, for real, make sure y'all go check out Teyana Taylor's new album that's dropping in the visuals. They are fire, as they should be. Alright, y'all, I am done talking my shit. I'm so glad for each and every one of y'all to tune in and rocking with Talk With Chocolate today. I am your host, the one and only, The Order Chocolate Dow. And this is Queens Talk TV, Crown Radio. Now, y'all know me. I'm going to be back with more tea for y'all. Y'all know me. I'm going to be back. I promise. But for now, I'm signing out. I will see y'all next week. Peace.